Two new giant pandas on loan from China made their first public appearance at Washington's National Zoo today. Their names are Tian Tian and Mei Shang. The male and female were born a year apart in a panda conservation center in China and shipped to Washington in December. NPR's Marianne Akers was there as the pandas emerged from their month-long quarantine.
It seemed only fitting that the newest generation of pandas would show off for the youngest generation of admirers.
Whoa!
Oh!
Perfect.
Oh, I'm already out of film. Darn.
Hey.
The bears lumbered nonchalantly across the field of their carefully designed habitat. They plopped down on two rocks and sat calmly on their hind legs, snacking on bamboo and gazing back at the curious humans.
You know what he's eating there?
Yeah,
bamboo.
Some of these children have been here before at a much younger age to see Xingxing. He was the male panda who died in 1999. They probably never saw Lingling. She died in 1992. But like their parents from the Nixon era, this generation now has its own symbol of Chinese-American ties. Chinese diplomats and National Zoo officials held a joint news conference to introduce the pandas. Li Xiaoming represented the Chinese embassy.
The new pair of lovely pandas, Tian Tian and Mei Xiang, they are the two VIPs, the very important pandas, who have brought our two great nations closer once again.
He joined the secretary of the Smithsonian Institution, Lawrence Small.
I don't think since there was a pair like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, have we seen a more nimble couple than this one, and I'm just thankful that they don't yet have an agent because I don't know what we'd have to pay if they did.
The National Zoo is renting Mei Shang and Tian Tian, paying China $1 million a year over 10 years. The money is supposed to go toward panda conservation efforts in China, where as few as 1,000 giant pandas remain. Qin Jianwei works at the Chinese State Forestry Association. He says he hopes the project will be fruitful in China and in Washington.
I wish Mei Xiang and Tian Tian will live here very happily and have a baby very soon. Thank you.
The first pandas, Lingling and Xingxing, mated several times, but none of their cubs lived beyond infancy. The new pandas, Mei Shang and Tian Tian, are still about 3 years away from sexual maturity. But zoo officials hope that the pandas' rambunctious playing habits since they arrived is foreshadowing a healthy sex life. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Washington.